Talking about girls rocking Rochester, and we have one girl I've seen rock Rochester for a few years now. Amanda Ashley, how you doing?
I'm great. How are you, Dina?
I'm not bad. And Ayla Huff, you're a rocker too, I hear.
I try my best.
You try your best? Okay.
I try my best.
So girlsrockrochester.org. First and foremost, let's talk about the organization and your goals and what kind of stuff they do. So
Girls Rock Rochester, we're in our 12th year as an organization here in Rochester. It's actually an international organization. There's chapters all over the world. But Casey Smith is the founder. She brought it here, was inspired by Willie Mae Music Camp in New York City, and just really wanted to bring a little bit more of kind of change the community, around music and women in general. Like, looking in our scene at the time, we didn't have a lot of women representing music, but you see guys out all the time performing at the bars. And she really liked the culture that was built at this camp and decided to bring it here. And so we started off as a really grassroots summer camp.
Okay.
And over the course of 12 years, we've grown into 3 summer music programs.
Oh, sweet.
And really the ages that we cover is from 5 to 17.
Okay.
And for our first music camp is for the littles. They're from 5 to 7. And we do more general music. We teach them a lot about rhythm. We teach them a little bit of piano, a little bit of guitar, play a lot of games. It's a half-day program. And at the end of the day, for each of the camps, we more importantly just try to teach the kids a little bit about kindness, mindfulness, and how to be a good community player.
Mm-hmm.
And, to work with one another and empower one another rather than view each other as competition.
Right. Okay.
And for Girls Rock, that's our signature camp. The ages are 8 to 16. Last year and this year, we've been hosting that camp at MCC Downtown.
Okay.
Which is right across the street from Frontier Field.
Oh, it's the Kodak.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Yep.
Yeah, okay.
Awesome facility.
Yeah. It's a cool old building, isn't it?
It is. It's really, being there has really improved our programming quite a bit because we have state-of-the-art equipment. We have actual classrooms that they've donated to us, which is incredible. They're our biggest sponsor.
I don't think people appreciate MCC as much as they should.
I agree with that.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's a high-end joint, it's not just community college is not fair. I think the connotations.
I'll tell you, I've known in this our music scene some really outstanding musicians that mm-hmm. have come out of MCC's program, so it's definitely undercredited, I believe.
Right, yeah.
So Girls Rock is a full day program from Monday through Friday, and so is Pride Rock Camp. That's the third one.
Okay.
But both camps, we teach the kids how to write music. We give them positive mentorship throughout the week, so they get their instrument instruction. They choose their instrument, which could be either piano, guitar, bass, drums, or voice. And that's their instrument in their band for the week. So for some of these kids, they, prior to our camp, maybe had never touched an instrument before.
Right.
Nonetheless, been in a band. So we teach them all about what that means, and how to how to work in a group setting,
uh-huh.
how to collaborate musically, and to take the information that they're retaining throughout the week and with whatever little knowledge they have of music, how to make music out of it, and make the most out of what they've been given.
Sure.
We do some social justice. We do a little bit of arts and crafts, zine making with the kids. We have a lot of fun, and at the end of the day, at the end of the week, the kids have written an original song with their band. They came up with a band name, a band logo. They survived being in a band for a week, which, it's not easy.
Right.
And then
you gotta learn to work together.
Exactly. And those are skills that are applicable at any job or, at any type of scenario in life as you move forward.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very valuable, and you just see the kids' confidence grow. They're surrounded by people that have the same interests, and they're in an empowerment an empowering environment that is inspiring and supportive and that really supports their self-expression and who they want to be.
Right, right. So. And it's got to build confidence just in general, right? Because, you know, you might have thought you weren't that good when you came. And then by the end of the week, you've accomplished a song and all this other stuff, right?
Sure, absolutely. You know, it's like you teach, so much could happen in a week
sure.
if you really apply yourself.
Plus you're meeting new kids too, right?
Yeah. And I mean, we make it totally fun along the way. You know, like we do scream circles. We do like a bunch of like fun.
Scream circles?
We have a rave party, you know. Like
I don't see Ayla screaming. Are you
no,
a screamer?
Most likely you will not see me screaming.
Okay.
That's
for sure. Now, are you one of the instructors, Ayla?
No. And she had mentioned, Amanda had mentioned a while back that, you know, I could come out and help, which last year I wasn't in the spot to do that, but definitely, if you have spots open, I would definitely love to mentor.
I've been trying to secretly recruit Ayla for like.
What's your instrument?
I play guitar. I wouldn't consider myself a guitar player, more of a singer-songwriter who just has a guitar to back me up a little bit. But I enjoy playing. It's an outlet for me, and that's whenever she asks me to play, I always am up for it because showing kids that they can also have that outlet, you know, and have support. It really sits well with me that she's doing that
and that
the organization is doing.
Well, Amanda's very generous like that.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes. Ever since I've known her, she's been very generous, very sweet.
So how do the girls come to you for this?
So
how do they sign up?
Yes, so we have applications currently live on our website at girlsrockrochester.org, and that application also extends to anybody interested in volunteering.
Oh, right.
So we are looking currently. We still have some open positions, paid and non-paid positions, for music instructors, band coaches, just like, you know, front desk, like some of those other like side jobs. You don't have to be a musician. Camp counselors we need. So for, you know, to staff each of our camps, we're talking about, you know, maybe 30 people.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And it's just making sure that these kids are surrounded by the best of the best, you know, like, I mean, and what I mean by that is the best of the best hearts, you
right,
know,
right.
like that compassion you
the
have
right
to
spot.
Love.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you feel passionate about seeing our youth thrive and the future being more promising, like, you know, it's everything that we are striving to do is just make a positive impact and really make music as accessible for anybody who wants that accessibility.
Is there a cost for the children?
So our everything that we do for Girls Rock is on sliding scale tuition and donation based. So we have $375 is our camp for the week.
Oh, that's not bad.
That's Monday through Friday from really 8:45 to 4:45 p.m.
Okay.
And
that is a full day.
It's a full day.
Yeah.
Yeah. And also at the end of the week, I don't know if I mentioned, but the kids actually performed their original songs.
Oh, cool.
We have a showcase for them. Last year was at Flower City Station. This year's at Water Street Music Hall.
Oh, nice.
Which is going to be really cool. But yeah, so all that money that we acquire through fundraising throughout the year, grant writing, through our camps, it all kind of just gets recycled into our programming. And also, it helps us to afford financial aid for each
right.
of the kids that apply for it. So we have a suggested cost of $375, but it's really pay what you can.
Oh, okay. That's fair.
Mm-hmm.
That's fair. What's the limit? How many children can you handle?
I mean, for the actual camp?
Yeah, for the actual camp.
So Girls Rock is 40 to 50 kids typically.
Okay.
Pride Rock Camp is smaller. We're only in our fourth year. And we had two COVID years in between. So
sure.
In a lot of ways, last year was kind of like starting fresh again.
Starting over.
Yeah. Weird times,
and then
right?
The littles.
And the littles, that camp was brand new last year. So that camp's only, like last year we had 10.
What time frame is this in the summer? When is this?
End of July.
End of July? Okay.
So mid-July, our Girls Rock, actually, Jump Starts first. That's July 10th through the 14th, and that's at Village Gate at our headquarters.
Okay.
And then both Pride Rock and Girls Rock Camp are the last week in the last week of July, first week of August. So Girls Rock is July 24th through the 28th, and Pride Rock is July 31st to August 5th.
And this is all on the website.
It is, it yes. Is.
And that is, it's easy, too, girlsrockrochester.org.
Oh, yeah. Hey, so, we need roadies, too.
I need roadies.
Dino, come be a
roadie.
Don't
look at me. I got bad knees. not kidding. I'm old. So you have an event coming up.
Yes.
Let's talk about the event. It's a cool spot, man.
I love it. Roar
is a lot of fun. So this is obviously helping, you know, with the people that can't pay the full shot and stuff
yes.
like that. And just getting it all together. So what's going on at Roar?
So I am so excited to work with Roar because it's just...
Dee Dee is the best.
Yeah,
huh?
Dee Dee rocks. The whole place rocks if you haven't been there. Dee Dee has been extremely generous in offering 50% of the bar sales from 6 to 8 p.m., those 2 hours on April 13th.
Okay.
50% of bar and food sales goes to Girls Rock Rochester. We have a real... Ayla will be performing.
Yes.
All right,
I'll be
Ayla.
There performing.
Ayla's getting her guitar out.
And let
me
tell you...
Get right in that mic, Ayla. You got to get closer.
Okay.
There you go. All right.
And let me tell you, Ayla is, you know, don't be...
You can't be a singer-songwriter if you're afraid of the mic.
Hey, I don't know. I feel like I'm getting too fresh with it.
Oh, okay.
Ayla's got a powerful voice, so most times she doesn't even need a mic.
Yeah.
But yeah, Ayla's a powerhouse singer. You should come see her if anything.
It's a Thursday night, right? I just looked it up. Okay.
So right. Thursday evening, and we also have a really awesome, oh my God, our community, like I know you know this, mm-hmm. Dino, but our community is really very generous and pulls together,
yes,
you know, at the right times. And I feel very supported and I'm so thankful for the places that have worked with us. We've had a silent auction sponsors,
mm-hmm.
and we've put together some awesome gift packages and raffle prizes the evening. So everything from gift certificates to like JoJo's Bistro, Limoncello Flight Wine Bar, to like Tozy Yoga. There's Caitlin Vitozzi with does yoga therapy. She's offered like $300 class for a couples therapy and another gift certificate. So we have that. V Clean, Rochester, Geneva Theater, Rochester Contemporary Arts. I mean, you name it. No BS Brewing, Grass Fed, Crumpets, Salon Cristalia.
She got the full list over
there. Yeah. Black Blood and Iron Smoke, they all rock. Green Room, thank you so much. Because of them,
right.
I think we're going to actually be able to raise some money.
Yeah.
And because of people like Ayla and Dee Dee.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to get to have fun as we do that. So please come down on April 13th from 6 to 8. There's karaoke to follow.
Okay.
So you guys
are performing for the 2 hours, and then you're getting half the bar.
Yes.
Right. And then it's karaoke after that.
Yes.
Karaoke there is insane. I was there one night. It's definitely fun, pretty entertaining.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm excited. I love karaoke.
Yeah. It reminded me of the old American Idols when they used to put the bad people on too. Remember?
You know, yeah.
Now they only put the good people on. But there's some really good ones too. Don't get me wrong. You know. But I like seeing the bad people. Some that would be me, the bad one.
I mean, that's what it's supposed to be, though, right? It's just supposed to be fun. So I remember karaoke, like, I credit to, like, me even getting in front of people singing. I was terrified of singing it in front of anybody.
If anybody's seen Amanda Ashley out, and she's out all the time, people talk about me being out. You're out all the time. And I would never...
We're in competition, Dino.
I would never say, no, we're not. No, we're not. You're way more entertaining than I am.
Stop.
All I do is introduce people like you. I introduce the talent. That's my job.
Yeah, we do it well.
But okay, we got about a minute left here. So anything else you want people to know about girlsrockrochester.org?
I did want to mention the whole driving force behind this happy hour is on May 21st, we're throwing the kids a prom at Village Gate on the top floor in the courtyard.
That's a cool space.
It's a great space. So we'll be... throwing them a prom, and really all the funds that we raise on April 13th will make the tickets free for the kids, so for any youth that wants to attend. So that's our driving force behind it. And really it's the second point of doing this prom is really just to give those kids that feel like they don't have a place at their school,
gotcha.
A place where they could really truly outwardly be themselves.
Right.
we're that place for them. So come to our prom, dress how you want to dress, you know, be free of, you know, any burdens of feeling like you're going to be made fun of or judged,
right.
And come be yourself and be around other people that are free to express themselves and in a loving, nurturing environment.
It's a no judgment prom.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
That's cool. That'll be fun.
Mm-hmm.
So all the gig at Roar is on Thursday, April 13th.
Yes.
All right. And girlsrockrochester.org. Do you have a Facebook page and all that kind of stuff,
we
too?
We do. At Facebook, we're at Girls Rock Rochester. And on Instagram, you can like us at Girls Rock Rock, R-O-C.
Okay.
And please follow us there. We have tons of events coming up, from rhythm and drum workshops, all this stuff. Again, we have a toddler dance party coming up, aside from this. So lots of opportunities for not only our youth, but for family bonding and, you know, just to more opportunities for people to get to know us and to, you know, come to an environment that's fun and welcoming for all.
Sounds like a lot of fun.
It's yeah. going to be, for sure.
Ayla, Amanda, girlsrockrochester.org. The event is Thursday, April 13th at Roar. Look them up and give them some support, and good luck with your event.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.